The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And for everybody going to church now, it's Sunday morning. You may be listening Saturday morning. It's the same show that airs on both days. But I'm speaking to the Sunday morning crowd right now because I know a lot of you guys are going to church early in the morning. I'm going to get into how your faith benefits your health tremendously. I'm getting to the science behind that, but I feel it's very, very cool. And, you know, talking about prayer, right? If you ever been told prayer is just wishful thinking or that gratitude's some soft, fluffy, feel-good stuff, I want you to give me the next few minutes, right? Because we, by the time this segment is over, we're going to understand that these things, means people do on Sunday morning, is measurably changing their biology, not their mood, not their blood. And you're going to walk away with one practice you can start today for free. So here's what most people don't know. Your body has a built-in stress chemistry, cortisol, adrenaline, low-grade inflammation, and in small doses, it's good for us, right? All this stuff can be good for us, but run it 24/7, it quietly burns out our arteries, our gut, our brain, our sleep, our nervous system, so that chronic smoldering inflammation is the soil that nearly every modern disease grows in. Now, here's the part the pharmaceutical world will never put in a billboard, right? Researchers have measured what happens in the body during states of awe, gratitude, and reverence. And they found it lowers inflammatory markers like IL-6. You've watched gratitude practices improve heart rate variability, which is the single best measure we have of a resilient, well-regulated nervous system. When a congregation sings together, their breathing synchronizes. Their heartbeat starts to fall into a rhythm with one another. That's a real, repeatable physical signature to worship, and I love it. You know, I go to church every Sunday. 10 o'clock is my time of service, and you can, every time I leave service, every time I'm reading the Bible. Now, if you're not someone who's into this, that's cool, but it's real good to understand acts of worship, acts of awe. But every time I read the Bible, every time I'm worship, I just feel better, right? I never leave church feeling worse than I entered it, and there's no real reason why. You know, I'm sitting there, you know, listening, worshiping, and I leave feeling better every single week. So think about what that means. The same nervous system that I work with every day with patients, the brain-body connection, that's the first of my five pillars of health, responds to awe the same way it responds to deep adjustments, deep care. It downshifts and it heals. And here's what I want to step on. Don't want to step on any toes. I want to do it gently. But we live in one of the most beautiful places God ever made, Hudson River, cutting through those mountains, Storm King, morning fog. You know, the way the light comes off water in October, people fly across the world and pay thousands of dollars to feel a fraction of what we do sitting in our backyards here. You know, I've traveled across the world and I've had people in south of France tell me Hudson Valley is a beautiful place, one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. We have it available to us. You know, when we drive past it, we're numb, we're on the phone, we're getting to where we want to go, but we never look around us in awe. And awe is free medicine. And most of us are starving in the middle of that feast. The problem was never that we don't have access. The problem is the attention. We're not focused on it. And scripture tells us, heavens declare the glory of God. And research now is catching up with that and paying attention to that. And that concept I just shared lowers your blood pressure, improves your health. So once again, not trying to tell you what to believe in. I'm just trying to tell you, when you worship something, when you view higher level stuff and you focus on it with a sense of awe, there's physiological evidence, scientific evidence that it helps your body function better. So here's your prescription with no copay. It's free. I'm going to give you three things to do this week. One, before you eat, stop and actually give thanks out loud with your family, whoever. Just give thanks, right? You're not performing a ritual. You're flipping your nervous system out of a fight or flight response before you even eat the food. Two, take an awe walk. Once this week, go outside with no podcast, no phone, no agenda, and just look up at the mountains, the sky, single tree. Let yourself be small for 10 minutes. Number three, you know, protect one day. So, you know, if you want to call it the Sabbath Sunday or whatever you want to call it, just give yourself a day to relax. Your body's built to stop. It's built to have some downtime, and it'll thank you for it. Once you're done doing that, it'll thank you for it. So, you know, modern medicine spent 100 years trying to bottle peace. Turns out it was never for sale. It was given to us, right? In a book, A Riverbank, A Quiet Morning. And, you know, we've been too busy to notice it. And worship is not escape from your health. It might be right at the root of it. So this week, I'm going to encourage you. I always like them because we always want to be happy. We want to be healthier, try to feel happier. We want to lose weight, try to feel happier. When it just exists all around you. I do it all the time. I go outside and I find myself looking up the sky and I'm just in awe. I sit in my backyard. I have a beautiful pond. I sit and look at the pond. I'm just in awe. I realize that I'm small, but I'm loved. And that makes me happy and healthy. Now I'm going to share something really cool. I find super fascinating. It's one of the most powerful immune treatments. You know, your kids get sick all the time. You get sick all the time. It shouldn't be that way, but this is one of the most powerful things you can do for your immune system. And there's a practice in Japan called Shinrin Yoki, or forest bathing. And it's not hiking, it's not exercise, it's simply being amongst trees, slowly with your senses open. And when research put it under the microscope, they found something remarkable. Trees release compounds in the air called phytoncides. Photoncides. So essentially the immune system of the forest, the chemicals that plants use to defend themselves, when we breathe them in, the studies show our natural killer cells, the white blood cells that hunt down virus-infected and cancerous cells, increase in number and activity. And here's the kicker, that boost didn't vanish when people left the woods. In some studies, it lasted for days. So sit with that, right? Walk in the woods can measurably upgrade your cancer surveillance system for the better part of a week. No prescriptions, no appointments. And this information is so interesting to me because I'm a big fan of understanding our health through the lens of we're designed to live naturally, live outdoors. I'm not saying all the time, but just get out for a hike, go walk through the woods, you know, breathe air that's highly oxygenated by the trees. It can really benefit your health. Well, we sit inside in an office, often no windows, not getting sunlight, we're eating foods processed, been cooked days ago inside of a container or worse yet, fast food. And we're wondering why we're not sick. And we go to our doctor trying to look for an answer while the answer was outside all along. So the same research consistently shows up in nature dropping cortisol. It lowers your blood pressure. It calms the overactive stress branch of the nervous system. And that's the exact thing that quietly is aging most of my patients. Now, I have to ask the uncomfortable question. Why do we live in an area that's beautiful and we never use it? So we're in the Hudson Valley, right? We have the Mount Beacon. We have Rail Trail. We have so many beautiful hiking trails. My son was down in Westchester and he pulled off the side of the road and he found a beautiful park and he just walked around. He sat outside. He felt at peace. He felt great. You know, we have the river, reservoirs, and the back roads where the canopy closes over the top like a green cathedral. I've had many people from here move to Arizona and they can't stand it because that feeling of being going down a country road with trees on your side, going over top of your car, it's such a wonderful feeling. So like I said before, you know, I have a pond in my backyard and, you know, I can go a week without sitting by it. I can treat the scenery like wallpaper and it becomes something in the background while we run around doing errands, grocery shopping, whatever. So something real interesting, people drive up from the city on weekends all the time because they're desperate what we get for free every single day and forget to use. So here's the challenge. 3 steps this week. Number one, 20 minutes, no phone, among the trees. Not a workout. You can go for a hike, a slow hike, a walk, but let your eyes relax to the distance. That alone is enough to start moving your stress chemistry. Next, get your bare feet on the earth, right? There's an ongoing debate in the research about grounding. I do it all the time. I purpose it out. We live in a world with padded shoes tightly bound around our feet because podiatrists tell us we need that to have healthy feet. Meanwhile, for thousands of years, we had unsupportive shoes which touched the ground or the leather sole allowed your foot to conduct energy from the ground. So there's evidence clearly showing that benefits your health. So standing barefoot in the grass costs you nothing, gets you outside, and it really gets you to slow down and pay attention and get your health much better. Number three, eat outside once this week. coffee on the porch, dinner on the deck or patio, lunch by the water. Combine it with that 10 seconds that we just talked about, and you stack two free medicines on top of each other. You know, the word medicine, I don't love because we're just supposed to be healthy. We're supposed to be doing very well regardless. And we spend a fortune chasing health in bottles and waiting rooms. And the most studied, most powerful tools are the one that God already planted in the ground around us. You don't have to go find them. You just have to go walk outside and finally start noticing where we live. So we've been talking about medicine that's free, right? Stuff that the gratitude, the walk in the woods, the river outside your window. And here's the thing I want to be honest with you about, because I think we all feel it. We know, and that's the part that gets me, no one's listening to me right now and thinks sitting all day is good for them. No one thinks living on processed food or getting 4 to 6 hours of sleep and a stress level that never comes down is a path to a long life. We know, and we say it every January, we say it every Monday, I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm going to move more. I'm not going to slow down. And then Tuesday happens. So I want to talk for a few minutes about the gap that actually costs you, not in some vague, someday way, but in your spine, your nervous system, and the life you're trying to live. And then I'm going to tell you about something that for the right person is one of the most life-changing things I ever do in my office, can literally get you back to living the life you want to, bring joy back into your life. So here's what most people don't understand about the body. It's patient. And then it's not, right? It's forgiving, and then it isn't. So for years, the damage is silent. You ignore the posture, the desk, the old injury you never dealt with, the warning twinges you push through, and your body absorbs it. It compensates. It's merciful for a while. But every one of those days is a small withdrawal from an account you're really, you know, you're not refilling. And then one day, a disc that's been quietly drying out and breaking down for 15 years finally gives. It bulges, it pops through, and it's not a twinge anymore. It's kind of pain that decides what you can and can't do. That's frustrating, right? I don't want anything to tell me what I can and can't do, but it's kind of pain that says you can't do something. You stop picking up your grandkids. You stop golfing. You stop sleeping through the night. You turn down, you know, the trip, the round, the dance at the wedding. Not because you don't want to do it, right? Everybody wants to do this stuff. It's fun. It gives joy to your life, but because your body won't let you do it, won't let you be the person you know you are anymore. And that's the real tragedy I see. And that's, I really care about my patients. Even you guys, I haven't met most of you guys. I'm talking on the radio, but I care about you guys. I see this every day in my office, and people struggle, and then they get to a point where the body says, I can't do it anymore, and it just shuts down. And that's a real tragedy. It's not just pain. It's a slow shrinking of someone's life, and it never had to get that far. So here's what the system does to meet them, or what it'll do to meet you. So by the time most people are in that much pain, what are they offered? Think about it. If you're in a ton of pain, what's your doctor going to offer you? A pill to mask it, then a stronger pill, then an injection. And then when those stop working, which they will because they don't fix the cause of the problem, because you know none of them actually fixed it, then you're sent down the hall and told the words everybody doesn't want to hear, you know, terrifies you. I think it's time we talk about surgery. Now, let me be clear. There's absolute cases where surgery is necessary and even life-saving. I get that. I'll be the first to send a patient to a surgeon when it's that type of need. But I'm not anti-surgery. I'm anti-unnecessary surgery. And again, I've seen so many people given that ultimatum, the pills or the knife, when there's a road in between that no one ever told them about. And so that's what I do. You know, chiropractic is phenomenal at keeping a body functioning, at catching things early, restoring the brain-body connection so your body can heal the way you're designed to, so your body can function and thrive every single day. And when we get people in time, we can keep them out of that whole nightmare. But I'll be honest with you, when someone's already in that bad a shape, when there's a real disc herniation pressing on a nerve, a basic adjustment may change their health, but it isn't going to take that pain away. And that's exactly the patient who's been told surgery is the only door left. And it isn't. Sometimes it is. There's no choice. But I want to tell you something, that there's a door that's in between that and surgery. So I'm going to go over a big idea. And the big idea is called non-surgical spinal depression. So the idea behind it is beautifully simple. The disc in your back has no real blood supply, right? Many people think your disc has blood supply, like your bones, your muscles, other organs, has no real blood supply of its own. It lives or dies based on the pressure changes, pulling water, oxygen, and nutrients in and out of it. So when it's compressed, when there's weight bearing down in that disc day after day, year after year, and it's out of position, normal alignment, it starves. It dries out and it bulges. Then it herniates. So decompression works by gently and precisely separating the spine to keep negative pressure inside that disc. Essentially, it creates a little vacuum that can draw the bulge back inward and pull life-giving fluid and nutrients back in. So we're not forcing anything. We're giving the disc the one thing that it's begging for, room to heal. And it's not wishful thinking. There's real research. Randomized controlled trials in 2022, those Choi and colleagues took 60 patients with herniated lumbar discs and split them in two. One group got true decompression, right? Accurate, scientifically proven decompression. Another got sham version of it, which had no force. So it had no real decompression. They thought they got decompression. So the patients couldn't tell the difference. About 20%, 27% of the patients who got real decompression had their herniations shrink by more than half on a follow-up MRI. That's not joking. That's serious. You know, had their herniations shrink by more than half on a follow-up MRI. And not a single patient in the sham group had any benefit at all. So the real decompression group also had significantly less leg pain about two months afterwards. So right when they had the decompression, leg pain went away. And for 2 months afterwards, it stayed that way. They had better function at 3 months. Their disc got measurably smaller on imaging. And that's just one study. So there's a growing body of controlled trials looking at decompression for disc herniation and radiating leg pain. So I want to put that in plain English. We have imaging that shows the actual problem, the herniation pressing on a nerve, and that can get smaller. But anybody cutting you open, that's the road between a pill bottle and an operating room, and almost no one's told it exists. So if you're someone who's saying, that's cool, I don't have any pain, I'm no disc issue, I guarantee you're going to go to work, you're going to go around to your kids' practice, there's going to be people all around you in pain. Tell them this information. No one's telling this information. The surgeon's not telling this information because it doesn't benefit them. No one's giving this information. They need to know this stuff. So, you know, I've watched what this does to people. I've watched someone walk into my office, bent sideways, white knuckling a cane, who already scheduled a surgery they're dreading, and walk out a few weeks later, stand up straight, sleeping through the night, planning the trips they canceled, happy person. So that's the part that gets me out of bed, because it was never really about the back. It's about giving them their life back, the version of themselves they thought was gone. You want to walk into life being happier? Happier is not a mood. For a lot of people, happier is simply being able to do the things they love with a body holding you hostage. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to tell you where we are, first of all. We're in Fishkill, New York. We're in Fishkill. It's right where Route 84 and Route 9 are. We do very advanced chiropractic care as well as decompression care. And if you're living with back pain, sciatica, neuropathy in your feet, any issue going down your leg or major back pain that's killing you, right? And you've been told pills and surgery are your only option, before you let anyone schedule anything irreversible, right? Because surgery has tons of debilitating effects afterwards. It never fixes a real problem. I want you to come in and find out if you're a candidate for decompression. Not everybody is. Honestly, not everybody's a candidate for it, but the people who are candidates for it, the life can be radically changed. And I could tell you if you're a good candidate or you're not, but you owe yourself that to know. You really have to figure that out for yourself, because if you don't do it, you might be wondering and going down that road of surgery. And many people come in and tell me it didn't help, made them worse. So for 10 people this week, I'm going to open up appointments for you to come in for free. I'll do a complete evaluation. We do films. I'll meet with you, go over everything with you. I do with every patient coming to my door. The same exact process I do with every patient in the door, x-rays, going over your history, everything. Then we'll go over a report of findings so we can talk about, can you get better? So for the first 10 people, call. My number is 845-896-1200. We're going to set up that time. We'll get back to you on Monday morning, and we're going to set up a time for you to come in and go through that whole process, figure if you can be helped. And I'm very straight with people. So if you can't be helped, I'll tell you that. I'll give you the best option. And I know great surgeons in Hudson Valley, and I'll tell you about those people if that's your only choice. But if you want to come in and figure out if you can be helped through phenomenal chiropractic care or decompressive therapy, just give us a call or even text us on the number. It's 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. And we'll get back to you Monday morning. We'll set up a time for you, and we'll go over that information with you, and we'll try to get you back on track to, you know, feeling better and really living the life you're designed to live. You know, giving you the best life you should have so you can enjoy it with your family, your friends, your grandkids, your wife, your husband, you know, and really have the life that you're designed for. All right, so I want to talk about one of the most hyped, most prescribed, most misunderstood, understood drugs in America right now. And that's GLP weight loss shots, Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. You can't turn on the TV without hearing about them. And I'll be straight with you up front. These drugs are not evil. They do cause weight loss. That part's real. But there's a story being sold to you that's missing some very important chapters. And today I'm going to fill them in. Because the difference between losing weight and getting healthy is the difference between renting and owning. And almost no one's telling you about that. So remember what we said earlier about the back. Your body's patient and then it isn't. So it works for you for years. You know, lean, strong, metabolism, humming along, burning everything you eat. It's done exactly what it's designed to do until one day it doesn't do that anymore. And here's what I see. When that happens, people get desperate. The same exact pattern as back pain. They feel like they've lost control. The system swoops in and says, don't worry about why it's broke. Here's a drug. Here's a needle. Easy. And desperate people say yes. But let's bust that myth. Myth number one, people feel it's a permanent fix. And this is a big one. The data couldn't be more clear. In the major semaglutide trial, when people stopped the drug, they regained over 2/3 of the weight within a year. And a 17% weight loss collapsed back down to under 6%. The tirzepatide trials showed the same rebound. In a real world, roughly 1 in 5 people regained every pound they lost or ended up heavier than they were when they started. So you lose tons of muscle as well, which is more dangerous for your longevity and your health. So, you know, go ahead with it. If you're one of these people, try getting off of it. And I mean that sincerely, not bashing you. I really want you to be healthy and see what happens, because nothing underneath got fixed. You didn't heal a broken metabolism. You just silenced it. And the second you take the silencer off, it's still broken. That's not a cure. That's a lease payment for the rest of your life. Myth number two, it's all fat melting away. And that's not what happens. So the research shows that on these drugs, somewhere about 30 to 50% of the weight you lose comes from lean muscle. So the muscle mass is what decreases. You lose muscle. And one major trial was nearly half. So to think about what muscle does for you, it controls your blood sugar after meals. It keeps your bones strong. It runs your metabolism. So you lose muscle, your metabolism slows down even more. You become more dependent on the drug and your bones get more brittle and they break easier. So you're burning down the very engine that's supposed to keep you lean. And that's why rebounding is so brutal. Myth number three, you don't have to change anything. And this is a fantasy we're really selling. Everybody wants to do nothing and have their life be great, right? Some people dream about that at night while they're going to sleep. And you know, you can keep the same plate, same habits, the same life, just out of shot. And folks, no one has ever gotten out of a situation they created for themselves by handing the steering wheel to a pill. That's not how the body works. It's not how the back works. It's not how the gut works. It's not how your metabolism works. The body, when it works correct, it gets a cause fixed and it always will work better that way. Myth number four, this is the last myth and it drives me crazy. There's no downside. Suppressed appetite sounds really great until you realize while it's shutting off hunger, it's also shutting off nutrition, less protein, fewer micronutrients, the building blocks your body needs to function. You don't get healthier by eating less of everything. You get healthier by giving your body more of what it actually needs. You can become a smaller, lighter person, but you become a smaller, more toxic version of yourself, and a toxicity was causing you more issues in the beginning. Here's the good news. So this is what got me fired up talking about this segment of the show. That broken metabolism, it's not a life sentence. The same body that healed the disc when you gave it room also can heal this too. So when you treat the actual system instead of muting the symptoms, that's what our program does. So I own a company called Hudson Valley Weight Loss. That's what it's built to do. We built it up around some simple premises that our soil is very depleted in nutrition. And we been in practice for over 10 years. And we help thousands of people lose weight and keep it off and be healthy. So we don't hand you a needle and send you out the door. That's a garbage way of trying to help you. We find out why your metabolism is stalled and corrected at the root. And here's what people experience when the body finally gets to doing what it's been asking for. Our patients are losing 20, 30, 40 pounds in 40 days. That sounds crazy, you know, but that's real loss. That's our average person. We have a guarantee 20 to 40 pound loss over the course of the 40-day period. And if you don't lose that weight, we'll keep working with you until you do. You know, if you're following the protocol, you're doing the system we gave you, then you lose that weight easy. But here's the part that matters most. And it's different between us and a prescription pad. We don't just get the weight off. We teach you how to keep a healthy metabolism for the rest of your life. You know, and so you never been that desperate person reaching out for the needle again, because most programs treat the scale, we treat the system behind it. And that's what this whole show is about. I don't want you to be relatively happy, happy until the drugs stop working, happy until the weight comes back, roaring back, or your body fails again, and you're right back where you started, only more discouraged. I want you to be happy for life. I want you to have that joy, be joyful, actually be able to get up and enjoy those years that God gave you. It's not a number and a scale. That's about getting your health, your energy, and your life back and keeping it. So, you know, we do this all the time. We're going to open up 10 appointments for you. If you want to come in and really understand, come in and sit down with us. Let us find out what's really going on in your metabolism. We can test you, figure out where you're micronutritionally deficient, and we can figure out exactly what you need and plug these things in. So once we figure that stuff out, your body will want to drop the weight. Your body doesn't want to hold on extra weight. It's not healthy. Go back 100 years, everybody was lean. Go back 50 years, look at your school photo, everybody was small. So it's not genetics. Genetics haven't changed. It's what we're doing to our bodies. So once you figure out what you're deficient in, we plug it in. We give you healthy, organic food to eat. We tell you what to eat. We have a manual. On the manual, it says simple. We want you to do it simply. We want to give you information so you can follow it and you can be healthier and do it very well. So if you want to be one of those first 10 people, right, we offer 10 people a week a free time to come in and go meet with the coach, go through the entire first visit. It's $150 normally. We'll do it for free for you, for radio listeners. Just give us a call or text us on the number. Number is 845-896-1200. We're located in Fishkill, New York. Now we have people coming from the tri-state area. A lot of people have heard about us and this is our busy time, but we open up 10 appointment times for you guys, right? Over the next week to 2 weeks for you to come in and go through the process. Number is 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss, or just leave us a message and we'll get back to you Monday morning and we'll figure out what's going on with it. Figure out what your metabolism isn't working for you and get you back to working much better and healthier and feeling great and enjoying life and walking into work with a dress on you feel happy with. All these things, it'll be wonderful. So guys, I love you. I love that you listen to my show. So many people I run into tell me to listen to the show all the time. It's rewarding to me. You know, if you listen to the show and you enjoy it, go to my Facebook page. It's Dr. Eric Ashburn, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and just leave a message. Say, I enjoy the show. Tell me what you don't enjoy. I don't care. I just want to interact with you. Let me know what's going on. So once again, go to Dr. Eric Ashburn, leave us a message. Tell us what you enjoy about the show and we'll try to connect back with you. As always, I hope you have a great week. The weather's been wonderful. You know, it might be a little bit off today, but basically, it's been wonderful. I hope that stays up. Hope you really enjoy our area in the Hudson Valley, a beautiful area. And I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday morning with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.